cares?
How are my tits?
Huh? Always perfect. I love that shirt so much.
Do you?
Yeah.
So many people don't even get it.
I hate guys so much.
Yeah, do you?
Fuck guys.
You're way too dick motivated.
I'm not.
You are.
I don't even want dick. It just comes at me.
I mean, I feel like you are,
though. I'm never even looking. It's just always there. Last night, I didn't tell you what happened.
Did it involve
dick? Are we recording?
Dick?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay? Okay? Before we even get into it.
Yeah.
Guys, it's date fails, obviously. What's great is this podcast will come out a week after the one you guys listened to last time. But for us, it was yesterday.
Okay.
Which is makes it even funnier that, like, I told Brian, I go, in 24 hours, like, everything I felt about one guy changed and everything happened. It's like a whole new world today.
A whole new world.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay. Here's why. This is a great pretty woman lesson, like a LA pretty woman lesson. Make sure that you can hear you in the mic. Talk in the mic for a second.
Talk in the mic for a second.
There you go.
Okay.
I can't hear myself anywhere else.
You
Am
can't?
I supposed to?
In your headphones?
No.
You don't hear you?
No.
Do you hear me?
I hear you, but not in my headphones.
Okay, so there's something wrong.
I'm sure it's in your headphones.
It's not.
It might not be. We haven't used those in like 3 months, remember?
I don't hear anything.
Let me see those.
It's dead.
A whole new world.
I hear you beautifully out here.
Where we'll be.
Yeah, keep talking.
What's up, son? Can you
hear it, but maybe it's just not.
Maybe it's a little low. The volume's a little. Should I do an IG story and be like, yo, what's up?
You have a beautiful voice, Kate.
I can show you the world. Thanks.
Did you used to do show tunes?
I am a musical theater minor.
Are you?
Yeah, I really have a BFA. Well, what does it mean when you minor? I guess minor.
A BFA.
I have a degree in theater acting.
I believe you, but
a minor.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
I really
voice.
Only have a beautiful singing voice in like 7 notes, though, but thank you.
How many notes are there?
A lot more than that. I mean,
la, 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 la.
My range is limited.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
All right, I think we can start.
Okay, we already start. All that's going to be a part of this.
Oh, okay,
part
cool.
Part of your world. Okay, so we're going to get into everything, but I just have to say this. This is why you never judge a book by its cover.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I was in a great mood. I had the best day, but I smelled like shit because I played basketball for some reason. Okay. I was supposed to go take a MMA class, and then it was far away, and I was in traffic, so I was like, I'm going to go to the gym instead. I went to the gym, and I hopped in this basketball game. It's okay. Don't worry.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not me. My phone doesn't make that sound. That's a great ringtone, though. I like it.
Sounds like an 80s video game.
A robocall.
Ooh. Okay.
That game knows quite a bit.
Yeah, we all do. No, it's fine. So anyway, I hop in a basketball game. I'm so gross. I was already gross here. Brian knows. And I had like cramps and it was just disgusting.
So fucking gross.
So gross. And then I'm sweaty. I smell, but I'm in a great mood because it was a good day. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pop by the Comedy Store, just say hi to Red Band, see who's there, have one drink. I meet up with Red Band. We start talking to these two guys who are cute, two cute guys. No idea what they do, who they are, anything, but they're cool. And then one of them's like, oh, I'm like, what do you do? He's like, I'm like a video gamer. You know, I do like video game streaming and produce music. And I'm like, that's cool. Whatever. We hang for like an hour. And then I offered one of them a ride because he lived right up the street and I had driven.
Was it the video gamer?
The video game guy.
Oh.
The other one was a drummer.
Video gamer meaning like he gets paid to play video games?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, I still haven't really looked up his channel or anything, but yeah, it's not like Twitch, but he does some kind of video game YouTube
streaming
stuff.
Okay.
So I offer the guy a ride home. And as we're getting like near his place, he's like, hey, look, no pressure, but if you want to come in for like a nightcap, you're welcome to. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm down, but it's going to be really just like a drink. Like, I'm not trying to like hook up or anything like that. But if I'm like, literally, I smell. I'm, like,
did you
disgusting.
Say that?
Yeah.
You said, I'm not trying to hook up.
So yeah.
Okay.
She's a very blunt girl.
I just
you're
don't
like,
even
you're
want
you're not going to go down on me or anything. So
the truth is also I smelled. I was disgusting. Like, I felt so gross. So I just wanted to let him know not to touch me right away.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm like, can I park on the street here? He's like, you can park in my driveway. We pull up. This dude has the sickest house I've ever seen in LA. I mean, whatever he's doing with video games.
So he is a paid gamer.
I mean, this house was amazing. And he turned out to be so cool. And he had like 15 guitars and like a pool table and a pool, and we like hung out for like an hour or so, and then I really did leave.
He's a paid gamer.
Whatever he's doing it right. Yeah,
he's paid gamer.
And he's cute.
I knew I should have stuck with that Donkey Kong when I was young.
So my point is, though, probably a lot of girls in LA would be like, oh, whatever, gamer, DJ, whatever this guy does, blah, and just blown him off. But you never know who you're talking to.
It's true. Paid gamers are paid, actually.
Yeah.
That's a profession nowadays.
I mean, I don't know.
They have bigger, the games industry has a bigger budget than the movie industry at this point.
I know. I met an agent from CAA who was saying that that's our fastest growing department right
now. Crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the point.
So that wasn't a date fail.
It wasn't a date at all, but I mean, yeah,
you never know. I mean, you never know when somebody says I'm a gamer if they mean like I have no job and I stay at home playing video games, or I'm a paid gamer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun.
We should angle her mic more like upwards like this. Yeah, and then like pull it down a little. There you go.
Who am I?
So it doesn't block her face, you mean?
Yeah, like a little lower.
Yesterday I kept blocking my own face.
Something like that.
Hi, you guys. I don't even see myself.
You're on this one and that one.
I don't even see myself. Oh. I like that we guys, just so you know, at home, we face the camera monitors towards us so we can be vain and stare at ourselves, which is not what you're supposed
Bobby.
To do. So, yeah, I was going to introduce you. Sorry, haven't introduced my guest. Bobby Jean Brown, who is actress, model, music video icon. You look, dude, he just showed me.
What?
I didn't know the Cherry Pie music video. Like, I know the song.
I've probably seen that video at least 100 times.
Oh, well, you're 100, at least 100. Okay. You guys are probably much younger than me. That's probably why.
I'm the same age as you.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you are not.
I'm How old 49.
Are you? Oh, okay. So you're a year younger than me.
I'm almost the same.
Yeah, you're not.
In my soul, I'm 70.
Oh, Lord.
But I mean, so you, okay. I'm glad we're doing this here because I invited her to my house to podcast.
And yeah.
It didn't go well. The audio was terrible. I spilled water on the recorder. I talked about a dude that I wasn't supposed to talk about. It went very downhill. So today we'll do this professional style.
You got to stop signing NDAs when you go out with dudes.
I don't do that.
Maybe you should.
Non-disclosure agreements?
No.
Oh, so you can't talk about them.
Well, yeah, but I don't. No, I don't want to. No, I've never signed an NDA. Have you?
No.
For that?
Never.
No, me neither. Okay. Let's start at the very beginning, because I didn't do this before.
Hi, I'm Kate. This is Date Fails.
Hi. I'm at the beginning of her career.
I'm Dave. Oh. This is Date Fails.
Why are you talking your chin into the mic?
I don't know. Hi, I have a beard. I am a beard.
She showed up with a dog. Is the dog in the shot?
No, she's she's mad at us. Look.
Oh, whatever. All right. So let's start at the beginning. Okay. You, first of all, have two books.
Yes.
That I know this is a new thing, the two books, right? Well, the latest one, at least.
The latest one is new.
And in your books, the reason that her and I became pals, I met her at Pauly Shore's birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, this girl is so stunningly gorgeous. And I know who she is because I dated a guy that right after me was trying to bang her. And I remember being like low-key jealous back then, like, oh, now he's trying to bang her. Like, this guy.
He wasn't trying to bang me, though.
Yes, he was.
I really, really wasn't.
I'm sure he, well, maybe not trying aggressively because he's lazy.
Oh, maybe. If that's his attempt at trying to bang somebody, I was clueless to it.
Wait a minute. I thought for sure he was.
If that was him trying, then I didn't have a clue.
Well, I went out with him 4 times before he kissed me, and I was starting to be like, is this guy just trying to be my pal?
See, he's just a slow mover at start.
So maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
I was very confused also.
I was so confused.
Yeah. By the way, this person who we will not name, but she does in her book, is so...
Totally named.
So below both of our leagues. Like, you could do so much better. How do guys like him get girls like us?
He didn't get her.
He got you.
Okay. Well, okay, but he was close, right? You were kind of into him for a minute.
I thought I was until he took his hat off. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Some hidden.
That was bad hair. That was gnarly.
That's why I wear a hat all the time. I have a big bald spot, too.
No, that was gnarly.
Anyway, so we kind of are like, I thought we were Eskimo sisters, but I guess we're not.
No, we are. No, we're not.
Are we?
No.
We could be. I don't know everybody you've had sex with. I'll bet we are. Don't you think we'd probably bang the same person somewhere down the road?
If you read my first book, then you would know everybody I had sex with.
Well, I know I haven't had sex with any rock stars, so maybe not, because you were engaged to Tommy Lee at one point.
Yeah.
And who was the guy you were married to?
Janie Lane.
Yes, which is the guy from the Cherry Pie music video. I didn't know who that was.
It's Warrant, is what you... Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
That was the video, yeah.
I learned that today. Yeah. How long were you guys married?
3.5 years.
What happened?
He was an alcoholic. We have a daughter together. My daughter's 28. And he died.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
While you were married?
No.
Oh,
years later, about alcoholism. That's okay.
Oh, that sucks. That's depressing.
Got any other cheery memories you want to bring
Yay!
Up, Kate?
No, it's okay. It's okay. let's see. I slept with other people you might have made out with. Ethan Hawke.
Oh, you made out with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he's
Leonardo DiCaprio, I slept with him.
He looks exactly like my brother. I've never been attracted
to him. Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, when my brother was younger, they could have almost been twins. So, like, when all my girlfriends thought he was hot, I was always like, ugh.
Yeah.
He looks like a pretty good-looking guy.
I heard he has sex with AirPods in. Is that true?
He had a headband on, like a ballerina.
Really?
It was like, yeah.
You only did it once?
If you want to call it, did it?
Wait, made out or hooked
no,
up?
No, we had sex ish. If
Where?
You want to call it that, it lasted in my bed. Lasted about 30 seconds.
No.
Yeah.
Did
you use a condom?
Did he? Yeah. He even with during the blowjob, it was pretty.
What?
30 seconds? Wait, you blew him with a condom on?
The one and only time that I ever did that. It was pretty bad.
Did he make you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He made you. Oh, hell no.
Well, at least you know if you ever have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio, he probably has no diseases. He's not even letting anyone touch it with their hands.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, first of all, I'm never doing that.
But it's huge.
Really?
Mm.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
It has to be.
I know. I didn't either.
Is he the biggest? What about Tommy Lee? Between Leonardo DiCaprio and Tommy Lee, who's
that's
bigger?
That's why I turned the lights on. I was like, I got to see this proper.
Yeah.
Turned the lights on. I was like, whoa. He was packing. He really was, but he didn't know what to do with it.
Wait a minute.
He was very, very young, though, at the time.
Is this around, like, Titanic time?
It was before
growing
Titanic.
Pains?
Before Titanic.
It was after Growing Pains. It was,
I hope so, because I think he was a minor.
It was like after Basketball Diaries.
Wow, he was cute back then.
He was young.
He's just never my type, though. He's too pretty for me. And little. He's teeny, isn't he?
Not his dick.
It was like...
Proportionally.
You know how when a boy is like going through that phase where their head is too big for their body?
Yeah.
And you're like, maybe he'll grow into it. Yeah. I thought that way about his dick. I was like,
Wow.
Never grew into his dick.
It's like Brad Williams, like a midget dick.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's better to be small with a big dick than big with a small dick.
I'm terrified of massive dicks. Like that guy I was talking to who's like real, like really tall and big. I was like, man, his dick's probably the size of my arm. Like, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of him. Just from behind, I'd be afraid of him.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Man, that's rough. Guys always want to have a huge dick, but most girls. I was one time on a porn set when I had my TV show.
Yeah.
And there was this girl, and she was going to hook up with this guy named Chad White, who does have a huge dick. Not the hugest, but big.
Yeah.
And the girl was so nervous. She's like, is there any beer? Is there any liquor? I need to loosen
any
up.
Any heroin? Anything?
She was, no, but she was scared.
I would be too.
Anyway, me too. Once I had sex with a guy that it hurt, and I talked about it on here.
Yeah.
I said his dick was almost too big, and he heard it. And like then he wanted to hook up again, and I was like, I can't, because now you heard that. So now I feel like the whole time it's in my head that you know, and now we can't. So that's why you should never listen to my podcast. You want to fuck me.
And make sure you have a little dick for Kate.
Yeah, medium, schmedium.
No, like just our normal or just whatever.
What do you think is a perfect size dick? Honestly, perfect, if you were going to pick one.
I mean,
my size.
You're asking her?
I don't know your size, but I was going to say his size, whatever that size is.
Right.
That's the way to go.
I remember Tommy had a Chinese basket in his room once, and I was like, are you fucking stupid, dude?
What's a Chinese basket?
Exactly. It's like a basket that hangs from the ceiling, and this was many years after we were together, and I was like, what are you thinking? It's like something that you put a chick in, and he just kind of...
Like a sex swing.
Yes.
Well, that's fun.
I was like,
I like those.
Really?
I mean, I like anything fun different like that.
Oh, I was like, make that shit a planter, dude. What the fuck are you
doing? It hangs from the ceiling high up, though?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I've seen the sex swing. Have you ever seen that?
Isn't that the same thing?
I mean, I never heard it called a... I don't know. When I think Chinese basket, I'm picturing like an oriental lantern.
That's what I thought she meant at first. I'm like, yeah. It's just called a lantern.
Yeah. But I mean, Tommy Lee is known for having like a gigantic...
I mean, they made a video.
Yeah. What do you think is a perfect size dick, though? You didn't answer.
Oh, I guess 8 inches. Isn't that normal?
That's the right answer.
That's
right?
Not normal.
Isn't it?
Normal, like average size?
Isn't that?
No.
I think average is 6.
6. Is it?
That's what they say, yeah.
Average is 6.
Is it?
So you've had a good luck run.
I guess so.
No, you know what I probably think is guys with 6-inch dicks or 7-inch dicks are telling you it's 8. So you think that, because I think 7's perfect. 8's about as big as I want. Anything over 8, like, hell no.
I've had MC. I've had mushroom cap before.
Oh, me too. Babied it?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. What do you do?
I mean, honestly, I had the talk. Me and my friends were like, it was right after Tommy, and this guy had the audacity to, like, whip it out on me after.
That poor guy.
Yeah, no, really. And I was literally laying there going, like, what is he doing?
What do you mean
Why
whip it out
motioning?
On you?
Like,
where was
I
he?
I mean, honestly, I thought I put the ringer off.
It's okay. Where was he that...
He was on top of me, and hold on. What is happening? Honestly?
Are you sure that's that, folks? It sounds like it's coming from somewhere else.
I mean...
I don't have anything that does
I
that.
I turned...
Oh, it's fine.
I turned my ringer off and they WhatsApped me, whatever.
They're like me.
Like, high overzealousness. Sorry, let me...
You're fine. Maybe put it on airplane mode.
How do I just...
How big is his dick?
Who?
The guy that's WhatsApping her.
Yeah, who's WhatsApping you right now? Are you dating anyone?
I haven't dated in almost 4 years.
That's right. You told me you haven't had sex in how long?
Almost 4 years.
Why?
I dated a millennial last, and it
ruined you.
Not ruined me. I just literally am focusing on me. Like I dated, I was with him, and I just went fuck dudes, man. I just spent my whole life focusing on dudes and relationships, and I turned 50, and I went fuck a relationship. I'm doing me, and that's it.
You know, honestly, every time I start dating anyone, it's good at the beginning, but the minute it starts to become a distraction,
it always does to me.
Yeah, it's like I just can't. You can't have the career you want,
nope,
and have that kind of distraction.
Nope.
Which is why I think women, it's funny because like I don't really want a relationship, to be honest. I would love to be able to like date one person most of the time, but if I happen to meet like, you know, Brad Pitt, I can still bang him if I want
to. Sounds like
whatever.
An ideal situation.
Exactly. That's what I want in my life. But truthfully, the only reason I even really want a relationship is just so that I have like one person that's consistent I can have sex with, so that I don't have to date anyone else, so I can focus on work. It's not even about having a boyfriend. It's more just about having like my focus right.
Right.
That's it.
I can't do both. I just can't do both.
I haven't been able to. Brian does it.
I can't.
I don't really focus on anything else.
Besides, well, no, but you have a girlfriend and you work hard.
I don't work that hard.
He doesn't work.
See, I can't focus on one or the other. I have to just focus on one. And if I start to have sex, then I start to zone in on the dick.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm like, once the seal is broken, I want it all the time.
So, me too.
Like, it's like... After the first time I fuck somebody, if I haven't had sex in 6 months and then I have sex, it's like all I can think about is sex.
That's what it is. It's like once when you stop having it all the time, the less you want it. Then when you fuck again, then you just fucking want it.
It's our
all
age
the time.
Though too. We are in
I'm
heat.
50.
Yeah. Well, you're 50, which is insane. I can't believe she's 50. That's so
I funny. Can't believe you're 50 either.
I know. You look amazing. Like I want everything. Whatever is going on here, I need all of it.
I haven't had any work.
Nothing?
No.
Filler, though?
I get filler once a year.
Okay,
I
need your person.
I started getting that 2 years ago.
I told Brian we can't do close-ups anymore. Like, I'm at that age.
Oh, shut the fuck. I'm going to punch her in the neck, honestly. Come on, stop.
Okay, wait. What other rock stars or what other people do you have good stories about that you've gone out with that are famous? Tell a couple.
So many good stories.
Oh, my God. You got to tell us, like, what was the worst date experience with someone you can name?
I don't have a problem naming anything.
Okay, so what's the worst date experience?
Any comedians?
I've never dated a comedian.
Huh.
No. You know what? Anytime I've ever been around a guy comedian, they didn't like being around me because I was funny.
Mm.
They didn't like being around me.
It's because you're hot and funny.
Is that what it is?
What about Polly?
Polly,
did you guys ever hook up?
No. Never. Never.
He had to have tried back in the day.
He never tried. I was married when I, anytime he was around me. Right. But he always, like, hired me to do his, like, skits and stuff.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I love Paul. He never tried to hook up with me either, just some of my friends.
Yeah, he would always be like, the cherry baguette. And the weasel. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So, okay, you got to tell, I mean, you have a million bad date stories. Like, what was the worst date a famous person ever took you on? Or, like, I mean...
I'm trying to think of worst date. I mean, I can tell you a great story. Yeah. I don't know that guys ever really took me on dates per se. Because I never really had dates, but yeah. I did. I used to have the biggest crush on Dave Navarro. Okay, do you know who that is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. From the Foo Fighters. Yeah. He's hot. He's straight.
Foo Fighters.
Hello. Right. He was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a little bit.
Oh, I'm thinking the wrong guy. Yeah. Who am I thinking of?
I don't
Dave
know.
Dave Grohl. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Navarro, my bad.
Okay, so Dave Navarro. Okay, so he was so hot.
Wait,
just...
which guy in Chili Peppers is he?
He was only in it temporarily.
Right, for
Okay, never mind. Sorry. Right. Go on.
Do you know who he is now?
I know the name, but I can't picture him. I'm picturing
he's got Dave black Grohl. Hair, tats.
Should we pull him off?
Yeah, pull him off for her.
Yeah, I do know who he is. Was he dating Carmen Electra?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He was dating Carmen Electra.
Okay, got it.
They were married, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's hot.
So anyway, we went to, what was that place that's,
Rainbow Room?
No.
Chateau
a restaurant Marmont? That was owned by, I can't even think of it. Anyway, on Melrose that everybody used to go to.
Spago?
No. I can't think of it. Anyway, so I'm there. He's there one night. And you know how, like, you walk by and you see somebody you like and you, like, start looking for somebody that doesn't exist? Like, I wonder if so-and-so's here. Totally. You know? Like, just, but they're not. Like, you know, just so you get noticed. Anyway, he's not even giving me the time of day. And I'm just all, I'm going to walk past to see if so-and-so's back there, you know?
You're walking back and forth with your tits out.
Yeah, totally. Still nothing. I'm like, fuck, he's not giving me any play, right? So this was back when Granville. Do you remember Granville?
No, what was the place?
God, yeah, it was Granville. It was on, it was the most happening spot.
Oh, it was a club or something.
Yeah, back in the day. It was probably Granville. Before you were born. Anyway, so we used to go there. So anyway, we're leaving the restaurant, and I'm like, hey, can you let Dave Navarro know that Bobby Brown is going to be at Granville and whatever? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll let him know. So nothing. He doesn't show up, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you think he thought maybe Bobby Brown, like the black dude?
No. So, okay. I mean, I was like the number one
the hot chick.
Supermodel at the time in town.
It's amazing.
I was like the number one model in town at, you know. At that time.
Yeah.
Okay, in the 90s.
Maybe he was in a committed relationship.
Nope. I already knew.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, single. I was single. We were hot. He was hot. But he was like, yeah, not having it. Anyway, I was like, what the fuck?
Sounds like your story.
Yeah. Anyway, so cut to, I'm at my house gluing shit one day. I don't know. I was a meth addict.
Okay.
So I get a call from one of the guys in Manson. They're friends of mine, and they're like, "All, Dave Navarro's having a party at his house. Do you want to go?" I'm all, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Yeah, I'm there. Go, oh yeah, can you bring your book on runes? I'm like, yeah, let me find it.
On runes?
Yeah, I used to do.
Did one of these rock stars get you started on meth, or was it like a girlfriend? Or
think about it. God, that's a really deep question.
All of them.
I did it. No, my agent did, actually. My modeling agent, to lose weight.
No!
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. So, anyway. So I get there. I have my rune book, right? I show up in the afternoon. I open the door. He's buck naked with a purple lavender feather boa on with a shotgun. Opens the door and a leopard hat.
With a shotgun is the craziest.
Shotgun? Hollywood Hills shotgun? A boa shotgun? Let me think about this. Butt naked. Leopard hat. Opens the door. And I go, hi. And he goes, hi. Come on in. I'm downstairs fucking somebody right now. I'll be right with you. Have a seat on the couch. I'm going to put on a movie for you. I'll be right with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, sure, sure, no problem. He puts on a movie. It's of him fucking somebody.
No,
sorry. Him jerking off. It's of him jerking off. The video is him jerking off. I'm like this. the fuck? Right? I'm just sitting there by myself. Okay.
So no party.
No party. Well, maybe. So the living room's upstairs. The bedroom stuff is downstairs, yeah. Right? Okay. So he's downstairs fucking, he says. Okay. So I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on, right? So I don't know if there's a party downstairs. I don't know if there's an orgy. I don't know what the fuck's going on, right?
He just gave you his fluffer video.
He puts the movie on of him jerking off. Okay. So he comes
upstairs. How long was the movie?
I don't even know. I'm trying not to watch. He has a nice dick, so you don't want to watch, but you do, but you don't. But you're like, what the hell, you know? So you're like, whoa. So you peek, you don't look, but I'm looking around, you know, whatever. The house is nice. It's in the hills. The house is nice, right?
The so dick is nice. The house is nice. Yeah.
Was his face in the video? You know.
Yeah, okay, he's sitting there. Okay, he's like, okay. Right?
I thought you were going to say like it was a live stream of what was happening downstairs.
God, no. He comes upstairs. The girl he was fucking was a friend of mine, right? The girl comes upstairs. She's like, oh, hi. He puts a sticker on her that said Starfucker, shoves her out the front door. Bye. Psh, slams the door, right? He has on lavender leggings now. They're see-through. Dick, like, you know, to the side, whatever. With the boa on, shirtless, leopard hat, black sunglasses on, comes over. Wraps a cord around his arm, shoots up with the toaster. I'm like,
with the toaster?
With the like, toaster the plug. Toaster cord. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm just like, oh my God. My friend goes, why didn't you leave? I was like, because it's Dave Navarro.
I get it.
Are you kidding?
It's like my magic room story. I totally get it.
This is so crazy. But like, yeah, there were people downstairs and they were taking Polaroids. I'm like, this is the craziest day, one of the craziest days of my life. Like, just...
One of.
Yeah, one of.
What happened after that? Did you have sex with him?
I did not have sex with him. No, I never had sex with him.
But it's Dave Navarro.
I never had sex with him for the reason of this cord heroin thing.
I'd be terrified.
But did I still crush on him forever because he was just so fascinating and gorgeous and so smart, so witty, so funny, so fun to be around, so gorgeous. I hung out with him for an entire summer, but I never fucked him. No.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Was he still doing those sort of like parties during that time?
Every day.
Wow.
Every day. And it was so fun to hang out. He had a photo, what are those photo booths that you have like at amusement parks?
A selfie booth.
He had one in his living room.
I have one.
And we would take photos and I'm on the cover of his book. From that photo session book, you know, in his book, I'm in his book and I'm on the cover of his book from that day.
You know what? That's kind of stuff. I've never told this story, but I have a story like that a musician. Yeah. And it's like there was a night I went to, well, it doesn't matter now because everybody knows we dated. It was Ryan. Ryan Adams.
Ryan or Brian?
Ryan.
Who's it? I'm confused. It
doesn't matter.
He has a song in the movie Old School.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But here's the thing. There's one night I went over there. I thought it was just going to be us like having dinner, watching a movie. I get there. It felt like I went to a trippy like Burning Man or like a Woodstock music festival. But in his house, there were like four or five like hippie type chicks hanging out. There was some dude. There was a photographer. There was a Polaroid. People were taking Polaroids. Like, everybody's doing drugs, smoking cigarettes, just, and it was like, I don't know how to explain it, but once you're in it, like, you're like, I should leave, but this is the weirdest shit I've ever, like, this is such a weird experience.
Like, what am I going to miss if I leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was really into him, and it's also flattering when, like, someone like that is giving you their attention,
right?
And so, but what happened was, and I'm so bummed I don't have this, what happened was, Ryan has like a crazy comic book collection. Like, in, I don't know how much it's worth. It's got to be like tens of thousands of dollars, right? Sure. So he goes, I've always wanted to do a photo where I put all the comic, which by the way, he's probably done it with like 100 girls, like now in high school. He's like, I've always wanted to do a photo where I lay out all the comic books on the ground and it's me and a naked chick. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm down. Yeah. Let's do it. I go, as long as we kind of make it so you can't see everything. Like, we'll do, like, implied nude, right?
Right.
So, and one of the girls there was a, like, really great photographer who shot a bunch of bands and stuff. So we go up to this room. We lay everything out. We took These photos, like, they could be in Rolling Stone. They're so dope, the photos that we took. He's, like, on his back holding, I think he had his guitar.
You don't have these photos?
No, because he's holding his guitar, okay, and I think he had maybe a cigarette or sunglasses. I don't know. And I'm, like, and he had on boxers, and I had on socks that I still have, and otherwise naked, but, like, I was facing, like, sideways, yeah. right? And my arm was kind of covering my boob, so it was just this perfect, like, silhouette yeah. of my body. It could be an album cover. It's so dope. And then there were a couple hot photos of me that Ryan took when, like, I handed him the camera back. Yeah. I don't have any of it because shortly after that, all the scandal, he had, like, a Me Too scandal happen.
Oh, God.
And so, like, I never got the pictures. I'm so pissed. What I never got them.
Can you hit up the photographer
yeah.
girl?
Oh, yeah. No, she's like, no, Ryan told me to delete everything. I'm sure he has them somewhere.
I'm sure she has them somewhere.
Someone has them somewhere. They are so cool. But, I mean, now what would we do? What would I do with them? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But just, it was like,
somebody has them.
Yeah, and it was the best naked photo of me. Anyone ever took the one, like, accidental candid one that Ryan took, and I can't have it. But I get it, because I should have left that, too. But it was, like, one of these things where you're just in that moment, and you're like, I think I ate an edible, and I was just, like, I took a Valium. I don't know. I was, like, just, yeah, whatever. I mean, I smoked cigarettes. I don't even smoke.
Yeah, you don't leave things like that. Like, I mean, there's been so many parties that you don't leave like that. Like, I went to, God, I went to Cisco's house once for a party.
Oh, wow.
The thong song?
Yeah.
I matched with him on a dating app, I think.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went for, whose birthday? It was Ja Rule's birthday party.
Mm.
Ja Rule. I don't know. What song is Ja Rule?
Yeah. Mm. His birthday party, and there were, like, three levels of house, and it was, like, every level had, like, every level hooker.
Oh, like, my God, no.
Yeah.
That's the thing about LA, though, is that, like, every night, every time I have to be somewhere in the morning, it's always the night that someone's like, yo, Leonardo DiCaprio is having a house party. Will Smith's. It's always on one of those nights where I end up having to fly in the morning after I stayed. One time, I was on my way home. I had a flight in, like, 3 hours. My buddy's like, Mark Cherry's having a party. You know who Mark Cherry is?
I've heard that name.
He's the executive producer and creator of Desperate Housewives. So
oh, God.
He's gay. But
oh, well, that would have been fun.
Yeah. And I went over there. Dude, the guy's house, it's like the set of Jumanji.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
He has, like, just this massive property with, like, waterfalls and jungles. And just, you're like,
was I can't. Is it better than the video gamers?
Well, different.
Yeah.
The video gamers is more my kind of, like, I'd rather hang out there because he had, like, fun stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, the point is just, it's always, like, you could do something crazy here every night.
You have to come to my friend's house. Remember I told you I have a friend who's a billionaire who is, but an incredible, great friend who's a wonderful person, who's, like, the nicest person who, when you go to his house, I call it the panty dropper because anytime we go there, all the girls are like, oh, shit, where my panties go? Because the house is so bitchin'.
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, a zip line. It's a zip line in his backyard.
Oh, yeah. If you have a waterfall, a zip line.
He has all that. He has a turtle, like, an animal reservation in his backyard.
No way.
All kind of stuff. But he has parties. Yeah, and it's so, so, so much fun. But he's, like, an incredible, like, a nice person. He has an entire bar that's the size of a club. In his house.
I love that.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
When someone's actually nice and humble. And
so next time he has a party, we have to go.
You have to take me. Yeah. I just want the zip line.
That shit, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to go do that. I don't go to these kinds of parties anymore, but to his party, I would go.
I never really planned to go. I always end up at them last minute dressed like this.
I was invited to this emo thing that I didn't even know about. You had
emo
heard of
night.
It. I'd never heard about this.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of emo night.
Pauly Shore goes, or should I not say that? Pauly told me about it. I don't think he cares.
I'd never even heard of this. I just got invited. I'd never heard of this. I guess they play cool 90s like music like we used to listen to and love.
Yeah, and you dress emo.
What is that?
Like, you know, kind of like.
Emotional.
What does that mean?
Emo is like,
probably,
you know.
Dark and black. And
Dave Navarro.
Really?
Isn't that emo?
I don't think so.
Black eyeliner on dudes.
I feel like The Cure is like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's emo.
I'm going to look up emo.
What does your cat say? Don't touch my boobs?
Yeah, my hat.
Oh, yeah. Emo...
Yeah, it says leave my tits alone.
Leave my tits alone.
I used to tell my daughter, I'm like, are you going to wear your emo belt? She goes, Mom, belts aren't emo. She goes, don't say that.
I'm looking up emo.
Emo means emotional, right?
That's what it's short for, yeah.
Style of rock music resembling punk, but having more complex arrangements and blah, 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 whatever.
So it's supposed to, but it is. It means it's like, emotional. I think it's like dark, like mm-hmm. like meaning like, ooh, or whatever, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Sit around and cry and listen to it.
Yeah. But, have you been to any wild Hollywood parties?
Oh, I went to a party. I went to this party. It was a mansion party on New Year's Eve, and it was the first time I took ecstasy. And it was the only time I took ecstasy, actually. I took Molly once after that.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really cool. And I remember it was just me and the girl I was dating and all gay dudes. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I remember I was telling this one gay guy. He had like a real, like, what's the word? Like a weathered face where like a lot of crow's feet and shit. And I go, dude. I was just talking to everybody like I knew them, you know? Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you should be the Marlboro man. And I remember looking up. I go, dude, you got that handsome, rugged face. And I look up, and his boyfriend's just looking at me like he wanted to murder me.
Like, oh, shit.
Fuck off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I thought you were flirting. Yeah. The Marlboro man.
You're the best singer and the best dancer on ecstasy.
Who is?
Oh, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
God. Yeah, dude, my buddy, this one comic that opens for me sometimes in Vegas, he'll take that shit. I don't do it. Like,
have
I don't
you
really
ever done it?
I did Molly once, but honestly, I was drunk, so it didn't really do what it's supposed to. I mean, I was drinking too. I guess you're not supposed to drink with it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, so I didn't really feel like any different.
So you've never done ecstasy?
Mm-mm.
I have five. I just told her I found 5 hits of it in my
I'm scared
trunk
of that
the
stuff.
Other day.
I'm scared of anything that will make me like out of control. Like hallucinate or...
You don't hallucinate.
No.
You just feel like waves of euphoria.
Yeah.
I would try it. I'm more into, I'd rather do like mushrooms or ayahuasca or something like more.
Horny.
I'm scared of chemical stuff. I'm always horny anyway.
Oh, God. Then you would love this shit.
I mean, probably, but I don't need it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Are you going to start doing what she's doing right now and get off the dick for a while?
No, I can't.
I'm planning to get off the dick all the
time.
She
says you can't do it.
She can't.
I'm trying so hard. I haven't had dick. I'm not on the dick all the time.
You on the dick all the time.
I am not.
Dick motivated.
No, I'm not dick motivated. It's just that.
When they slide into her DMs, that's what it means. Dick motivated.
I see her Instagram and her tweets. I'm all dick motivated.
Listen, this
She's
is
so
what
dick motivated.
This is the truth, okay? I'll tell you the truth. I hate when I fuck someone and I know it wasn't as good as it could be. Like, it didn't reach its top potential.
Can I tell you something?
I need to do it again.
Girl, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I used to feel the same way, and I talked to my dad about it once. I said the same thing to him once. I go, you know what, Dad? This is so weird, because he and I used to be close before he died. And he goes, baby, can I tell you something? The last pussy that any man had was the best pussy. Guys don't think about it that way. And I go,
that's not true.
Yes, and that's what I said. I go, come on. He goes, no, it is. Guys don't think about it that way. That's what my dad said to me.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either.
Because really? I mean, I know guys that like, I know like there's a guy I have had sex with for like 7 years on and off because it's so good that like both of us, we know we can't date, but man, it's like every once in a while we're both like, God, why is it so fucking good? It's so good.
Why can't you date?
Yeah, maybe it's just my dad.
Because he's crazy.
Oh.
Really, really jealous.
Really?
Way too jealous.
Ugh.
It's hot, though.
Maybe my dad was just trying to make me feel better. I don't know.
Well, maybe because when you're dying, any pussy's great because you hardly get it.
How many chicks was your dad with?
I don't know. I didn't ask that question. I wasn't sure. Maybe.
Like, was he married for like 50 years or was...
No.
I'm just curious, like, what his experience was when he...
Oh, like, how many people he had sex with to say that?
Yeah, like, if he had sex with 7
people. He was wild. He
okay.
was pretty wild, yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Maybe it is true for some.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah, who knows?
And maybe when you get older, that's how you think.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, is there sex in your life that, like, stands out in your mind as, like, oh, that was the hottest?
Well, you know what? I will say this. There's been times where I held on to things thinking that it was so great and everything. Okay, so, for example, there's this guy that I used to think, God, that was so hot and whatever. So years pass, right?
Yeah.
And so after I broke up with this last guy, I reached back out to this guy, right?
Ooh.
Right? And I go, I'm going to fucking go back to this one because I remember the sex being hot and I didn't have closure on my own terms with it, right?
Oh.
So I go back because I remember the sex being great. And guess what?
It wasn't.
It's because the closure
yep.
wasn't on my own terms. So I had it in my mind that it was because all it was all that. So I go back, I fuck him, and I was like, eh. And it was because of the closure. It wasn't because it
You're
was...
You're right.
That's what it was.
You're right.
That's what it was.
You're right, because actually I did the same thing.
That's what it was.
Well, it wasn't a closure thing for me, but there was a guy that I thought we had amazing sex, and then like years later after we broke up, I ran into him, and we didn't even have sex. He came to my place, and we were making out, and he wanted to, and honestly, it sounds terrible, but not only was it not the same, his dick was not like I remember.
It's big, right?
So much smaller than that.
Yes. Yes, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh my God, it's so true.
I feel guilty saying that, but it's true. But it's
maybe
true.
You had more to compare it to way later.
That's true, because he was only like the second, I think he was the second guy, third guy I slept with.
Yeah, and you know what else? We didn't care about him anymore the way we used to.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. Listen to Bobby Brown, Kate. Go out and get that closure.
It's so true.
I think, honestly, the only thing that's bothering me about the guy we talked about on the last episode, that the guy that I'm not sure what his deal is, but I honestly think it wouldn't work anyway with me and him. It's just the fact that, like, I'm like, what happened? I need an answer. Was it what? Yeah, it's just the mystery of it.
It's the closure. She didn't end it on her terms.
How can she achieve that closure?
You can't.
She has to accept the fact that it's not her.
I do already. I know it's not me.
What if it is her?
I sent the Hail Mary photo. I know it's not me.
It's not.
I know it's not me.
You sent the Hail Mary photo that you told me about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not me.
It's the fact that she has to raise her confidence.
Show Bobby Brown that closure photo.
I always had the confidence. I do have confidence. That's why this fucked me up, because I pride myself on my sex skills. I've never had sex with a guy who didn't come back for more. Ever in my life. Even guys that hate me.
You didn't have sex with a gay guy before either, though.
We don't know.
Oh.
Well, actually, I think I have. But even those guys came back because the pussy's that good. Just kidding.
I hear you.
I'm kidding.
I hear you.
I'm kidding.
I know. No, you're not. Matter. You're not. But I'm just saying. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
That's what I'm telling you.
So, I mean.
No guy, when you're that hot and you're all fixed up, no guy sends that home, okay, first and says, what you doing later? And then sends that home first to drop off their friend after. No straight guy does that.
Unless the only other thing I could think of is erectile dysfunction, maybe. No. Or like low testosterone.
No, sweetie.
Whatever.
No, sweetie, he's gay. And he's fighting that.
He might be juggling chicks.
Negative.
If he was juggling chicks, he would have just canceled.
No, but maybe he had plans with someone else later that night.
Oh, that
or
could
maybe
be.
Maybe the dude.
But yeah, but even if he had plans with another girl, a straight guy would still get blown or at least make out with you or something. They wouldn't leave you without a kiss.
If I knew I was dating some chick and then I had another date later and I knew I was going to have sex with her, I wouldn't want the first chick to blow me. I'd be like, no.
Kiss you? Good night?
Yeah.
But if you know you want to fuck that girl in the future, you would at least kiss her goodnight.
Yeah, you at least kiss her goodnight for sure. Yeah.
That's
at
I'm
least,
saying.
Yeah. He's definitely something. Nothing else happened during the event that we don't, nothing weird? He didn't?
No.
All right. I don't know, ma'am.
It doesn't matter. That was the last episode. We're not talking about that anymore. Yeah, and I don't want to out that guy. And he might be, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway. That's what it is. I mean,
whatever. On to the next. Yeah. On to the next.
I felt I did the same thing with Lance Bass.
Shut up.
Same situation.
You went out with him?
You guys
had sex?
No.
Oh.
But I was still like, I don't get it. The whole thing. And people were like, Bobby, sweetie. I was clueless.
Lance Bass is in a boy band, though.
Yeah, he was. But I just didn't see it. I just did not see it.
You know what? That's like, women are so blind when we just...
Dude, I did not see it. Wow. They were like, you didn't see that extra kickball change at the end of that dance routine? I was like, no.
This is one of the advantages of being a guy. Like, we get our ego pounded into the ground when we're
all
young.
All the time.
Yeah, so now it's like, yeah, well, she ghosted me just like all the others.
It is true. Like, women are not used to being rejected.
That's what it is, especially beautiful women.
I mean, I've been rejected, but like, I don't want you as a girlfriend, but I've never been rejected for sex. I think that's what it was.
That's what it is.
It hurt me.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is, mama.
Can you believe I didn't have sex that night? I mean, old Kate would have fucked for sure. See, I'm growing.
See, that's what it is. That's what it is. And you just got to not take it personally. You just got to be like, definitely gay.
Well, I know he's gay.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but I think.
You know.
Who is the biggest asshole rock star?
Yeah.
Just like a piece of fucking shit.
Dun, 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 dun. Who is that singer? Oh.
I hope you don't even know.
Anthony Kiedis.
Nuh-uh.
Really?
Yes. I've met him a few times, but he's older now. Maybe he's a little more mellowed out. He's surprisingly...
And...
Did you guys do it?
No. He was so...
Snobby? He's tiny. He's smaller than me.
Yeah. And pork chops. Pork chops.
Meatloaf?
No. Pork
That's
chops.
The wrong meat.
Side porks.
Chops.
Danzig.
Oh. Asshole.
I know one of those guys. Wait a minute. Which one do I know?
Danzig. He was.
I can't remember his name. He's cute. And just I wonder if it's the same guy. There was one of the guys in that band. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Does he have chops on the side?
There's a guy from that band that I thought was really hot, and we talked for a little while, and I kept trying to get, like, he kept flirting with me, but every time I'd want to hang, he'd have some excuse all the time, and finally I was just like, is this a waste of time? I stopped talking to him. I forget his name, but he's cute. I think he plays guitar.
Pork chops?
Maybe he plays bass. Oh, okay. I don't remember. I forget which one. It might be the same guy. He's sober, too.
Danzig?
So I'd be like, well, he was in the band. I don't think he was.
Which band?
Which one is Danzig? There's a band Danzig? Called Danzig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, his last name isn't Danzig, so he's not that one.
Danzig is Danzig.
Oh, the band is called Danzig, but also there's a dude named Danzig?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is not that guy.
Like Bon Jovi.
But he was in the band.
Right.
You ever go like Bon Jovi?
No.
Was he nice? Did you meet him?
I met him once, and he
was
nice.
Seems like a nice guy to me.
Yes, he was nice.
He's hot. His kid was in the front row at the Laugh Factory one time when I was on stage, and I kept making, like, Bon Jovi song references. He looked just like him.
You were like, it's really hard to miss.
Didn't his daughter have a heroin overdose recently?
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know. Way to bring up a cheery topic, Brian.
Hey, I did. I'm just telling you. I saw it on TMZ.
Who else has died?
Aww.
She didn't die.
Oh. Oh. Jeez. Okay. Who was... Is there anybody still on your bucket list that, like, you always kind of wanted?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, my God. I just have always had the biggest crush and made the biggest fool out of myself when I met such an asshole, the singer of Incubus. I love him. I'm so...
Incubus?
What does he look like?
He is nerdy hot.
I gotta look him up.
Brandon Boyd.
Brandon Boyd?
Photo. Brandon Boyd, nerdy hot.
I gotta look
Remember,
him up.
Remember...
Nerd hot.
He's so nerdy hot. Brandon Boyd. I have had the crush on him.
Brandon Boyd and Bobby Brown. Four B's right
there. He's younger than me.
He's cute.
He is.
He's a little skinny. I don't like skinny little dudes.
Skinny little dudes? He is so hot. I made the biggest fool out of myself.
Let me see that.
Any camera will pick that up.
Videos.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm really into guys that
look like... If you saw him in concert, you would be like, okay, Brown, I get it.
Well, any guy that's very talented, I want.
He is so talented.
Like, it doesn't matter what they look like. I've said it on here a million times. Like, I used to have the hugest thing for even, like, John Popper from Blues Traveler, just because he's so talented. Like, obviously, he's not the hottest.
Just so you know, my dog
Prince
farted.
Wasn't Prince, like,
4'11"? Prince, I actually never understood why people thought Prince was hot till I saw him live, and I was like, oh.
See, that's the same thing.
That's it. Yeah, it's a turn on. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way with women in comedy.
It doesn't.
No, I mean, they might want to bang you just because, like, you're a good, like, it's a score for them to get the chick on stage, but they don't want to date you.
Guys don't ever want to bang me after they see my stand-up.
Well, they want to bang you either way.
After they see my stand-up, I don't think they want to bang me.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I really don't.
Tell me about... the books that you wrote.
Okay.
Promote your books.
Hi, I wrote two books. One of them's called Dirty Rocker Boys, and the other one's called Cherry on Top. And they are autobiographies, and the second one is a continuation of the first.
Oh, they're but they're all stories about basically dating rockers, right?
They're my life story from beginning to end, and they end as of a few months ago.
That's pretty cool. And you have a podcast as well, right?
Yeah.
What's your podcast?
We just talk shit. Right. We just talk about everything, about everybody, about everything.
Did you grow up here in L.A.?
Louisiana.
Oh,
I moved out here when I graduated high school. So.
How did you get discovered?
I was Miss Teen Louisiana, and I was on Miss Teen USA.
Oh, are those the Donald Trump pageants?
No, that's the Miss Universe. That's the Miss America.
Oh,
Cherry pie video was the first breakout thing, right?
I was a Miss Teen USA, and then I was in the top two top five or whatever. And I was like, I want to be a model when I grow up. And people here saw that. So I flew out here when I graduated high school and got with a modeling agent. And that's how I got started. And then I got on Star Search and I won more times than anybody in any category.
Doing what?
On Star Search, model.
Oh, wow.
I won 13 times. And then...
how do you compete as a model? You just walk?
Basically, you read a teleprompter. You read a teleprompter and you do really well. And so I won more times than anybody in any category on that show.
Did Eddie McMahon ever try to hit on you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm
really?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah, so my roommate fell for that bait. And then we went to Vegas. I was hosting a show with him at the time that I was on that show with him. And we took his credit card and we spent $10,000 each.
Oh my God.
On his credit card in Vegas.
See, you do the shit I should be doing.
It was awesome.
I never take advantage of any of this stuff. Like, guys treat me like garbage and have money and then I just let them go.
Oh God.
I got to start stealing credit cards and wallets.
Dude, it was awesome. He came down the stairs literally like Twig and Berries, like, with like, a sock.
Ew, it
looked
naked?
Like a tube sock and rocks. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? It was disgusting.
What's the oldest guy you ever slept with that, like...
The oldest?
Is there anyone you did, honestly, just like... Cause
I have never dated or fucked anyone older than 34.
Ever?
In my entire life. Ever. Isn't that nuts?
It's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Although I don't blame you because, I mean, no offense to Brian, but whenever I fuck a dude who's like pushing 50, they like do it once and they're done.
Dude.
Sucks. They need Blue Chew.
I didn't even realize that until when I was writing my second book. I didn't even know. It didn't even dawn on me. And then I went, oh, that's horrible.
What do all these guys have in common?
Yeah.
Well, they all need Blue Chew, I'll tell you that. And so do you guys at home. Go to kateqdeals.com and get Blue Chew so you can fuck us twice.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Blue Chew, it's an ad that I do for my show. It's like Viagra, but cheaper.
Oh.
Like half the price and works better and is easier to get a prescription for and improves your sex life.
You cougars should have that in your purse at all times.
Cougars. Excuse you. I'm not a cougar yet, all right? I'm not sure what I'm at that age where I could like fuck like 20s or 50s. I'm right in the middle.
Oh my God. I had a girlfriend who dated somebody that was much older and I go, what's that like? And she goes, well, his skin's really soft. And I go, well, that's cool. She goes, like my grandpa's.
Ew, like, that's so gross.
What?
Yeah, well, all right. We're almost out of time. On that note, that's so gross. The oldest guy I ever slept with was 50, but he was hot as shit. So whatever.
Who was it?
Not telling. I don't name names. You know that. We're not telling Brian.
Do I know who? Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, do you have anything you want to share?
I don't think he's hot as shit.
He used to be. Well, you know, his house was hot. Go on, Brian.
I'll be at the Comedy Store this Saturday at 7 in the main room.
Yeah.
Yay.
Follow me at Brian Monarch.
Follow him at Brian Monarch. Follow Bobby at Bobby Jean Brown. Is it on social
at
media?
At Brown Bobby and at Bobby Jean Brown.
At Brown Bobby. And it's Bobby with an IE. I was spelling it with a Y. It's Bobby with an IE.
Yeah.
And guys, I will be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, March 6th through 8th. So I'm really excited about that.
Hee-haw!
I wish I could tell you. I can't tell yet, but I got hit up to do something that you are going to be so pumped about today that I'm really excited about.
Is it WrestleMania?
It's something to do with wrestling.
Oh!
I can't say what. So
I'm not that big of a fucking wrestling fan.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
I'm
he
not.
Is. He
really I'd like is. To go to a cool event and go backstage with you and see all these guys, but I'm not going to like...
Yeah, I want to see all these guys. All right, so this has been Date Fails. Go get her book. Subscribe to her podcast. Thank you for coming. You look amazing.
Thank you.
I'm happy that we did this. And guys, go to kateqdeals.com and get some Blue Chew.
Do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do.